Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us, and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, initiation into spiritual life. And before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy. And those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that we hear on this show. Alice Bailey also is the founder of the Lucis Trust, and the Lucis Trust sponsors this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. Initiation marks the passing into a higher grade of consciousness and the realization of an increasing unity with all that lives. How does initiation apply to the way we live?
I think you could say if one is endeavoring to live with any degree of consciousness at all, one is in the process of preparing for some initiation on some level. Initiation is a progressive process of successive stages of expanding consciousness, and as the person approaches the spiritual path and really takes himself in hand, so to speak, and tries to live with as much consciousness as possible, you could say that that person is preparing for initiation, even if it's just the first initiation. Our last program, we talked about how to change, how we bring about change in our lives. And I think initiation could be defined in one sense as achieved change, lasting change, stabilized change. Many little changes lead eventually to a real initiation. There are different ways of looking at initiation. It's a multifaceted concept, I think. In one sense, it marks a point of attainment. The opening thought mentioned passing into a higher grade of consciousness, as if one has entered a new room. Another definition of initiation is that it marks a new beginning, some new phase or cycle of life, or an entrance into a higher level or state of consciousness.
Yes, and it's implied in the word itself, initiation. It doesn't necessarily mean a ceremony of some kind, as we usually would associate that term with.
Like a fraternity.
Right. It isn't that kind of hazing that
Animal
you go
house
that you go through.
Not
that's
that.
Initiation in this sense. In the esoteric sense, initiation is really what you can initiate. You have to be the initiator and initiate these changes that take place, that must take place. And if there is ever to be a change in your consciousness, to expand your consciousness in any way, then you must initiate the process.
That's a good point. I think a lot of spiritual beginners tend to think initiation is something that's conferred on one,
right,
for having been good.
The context of the way that you're using it is that it's a beginning into some new level of consciousness. Is that it?
Yes.
A beginning. Okay.
Yes, it's moving from one level stage or one stage of awareness to the next, and it doesn't mean a major, huge, big leap. It just means maybe a subtle awakening. Mm-hmm. Suddenly you see the world differently. You see your life differently. And it's more expansive. And you begin to be more inclusive in your outlook. And that's an important point to bear in mind.
But there are certain phases of spiritual advancement that are marked by specific initiations. In other words, there are said to be 9 initiations on our planet. 5 initiations are the process by which the human being becomes a master, one who has mastered life, mastered his equipment, so to speak. And they are well documented by many different sources of spiritual teaching. The first initiation having to do with the achievement of mastery over the physical body. And we've talked numerous times about how the focus, particularly, I would say, the last 100 years or so, on health, on diet, on athletics, the reinstitution of the Olympics after being dormant for hundreds of years, athletic ability, mm-hmm. yoga, these are all aspects of the first initiation, mastery of the physical body. The second initiation being the mastery of the emotional nature, which is a toughie. The third initiation being the integration of the personality with the soul, the higher self. The fourth initiation being the relinquishment of the soul for the pure spirit or monadic life. And the fifth initiation being the achievement of mastery, the awareness of the kingdom of souls. So there are many initiations and there are major initiations.
And they tend to overlap, too. There's a lot of overlapping. As you mentioned, the emphasis today on physical fitness, on diet, and on exercising and jogging and the Olympics, and all of that has to do with the physical nature, and it takes a lot of energy to overcome. And but that's kind of the first stage, because we're becoming much more aware of ourselves as physical beings, and even just the exploration into the physical mechanism and down into the molecular level. Probably could be seen as part of that gaining mastery over the physical form.
And on a larger level, you can see how humanity is in the process of taking the first initiation. We are gaining control over the physical realm. We've put a man on the moon. We've developed the airplane, the internet, mass communications, mass travel. The mastery of the physical plane has been a tremendous phenomenon of the last 100 years or so, bringing light, healing disease. All of these things have been incredible achievements, but they all have to do with, I don't mean this in a way to denigrate, but they have to do with just the physical plane. What's ahead of us is mastery on more mm-hmm. subjective levels.
And as we said, that there's a lot of overlapping, so I mean there's still the emphasis on the second initiation and the mastery of the astral nature, the emotional nature. And that's a tremendously difficult thing to overcome and gain mastery of, gaining mastery of one's own emotions and the energy that's expended through the emotions and the explosiveness of the emotions sometimes. And so there too there has to be gained a certain mastery over knowing what the emotions are and being able to move on and gain control of those energies.
Going back a moment to the first initiation, another aspect of it is, because it has to do with mastery of the physical life, has to do with one's attitudes towards and practices having to do with sex. And you can see in today's times the obsession with sex and the extreme sexualization, to make up a word, of modern society is, I think, part of this process whereby people on a large scale are coming to terms with sex. It was repressed and hidden. Now it's all out in the open and in our face, and it's all part of the process of recognizing the sexual impulse, which is completely human, and learning to moderate it and direct it in productive ways. It's a period that will pass, which is helpful to remember when we think we're going to just be overwhelmed by it.
I haven't read the Times in a while, but I'll certainly pick up today's issue. It's a good theme.
And another aspect of initiation that Dale has mentioned that we should return to has to do with consciousness. Ultimately, initiation is a progressive series of expansions of consciousness that lead one to join, could you say, in progressive stages with a larger unity and ultimately with the whole.
Yes, because these expansions of consciousness have to do with moving closer in integration with the soul. I mean, the impulse to move forward initially comes from the soul. It's a soul impulse that kind of gives you a kick in the butt, if you will, to move on and get off the dime and make some changes here. But it's the impulse comes from within, and that's why it's initiating these changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what was I going to say?
The impulse comes from within. And I think the ability to recognize a larger and larger sense of the whole is from within as one gradually becomes sensitive to it. Initiation could be said to be a process of sensitization, couldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We can't join or merge with what we don't appreciate or recognize. And so as we become more sensitive to life, more sensitive to the life around us, not just in our fellow men, but in the other kingdoms, gradually we merge with them in consciousness.
And this expansion comes as a result of the soul, because the soul is also what you call group conscious. And it lacks that little ego-centered self. It is a more decentralized self, and that's what one eventually becomes. You become more and more decentralized in your own nature, and that allows for this expansion of consciousness, and it brings about a greater sense of being one with this greater whole.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, our topic for today, Initiation into Spiritual Life. We have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, and that's the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, including extracts on today's topic of initiation. So if you want to explore further the topic that we're taking a look at today, initiation, you might want to pick up Ponder on This. Now, I like that. For beginners, I like that. I remember when I read Ponder on This, it was one of the first books that I read following the autobiography of Alice Bailey. But what's good about it is that in Ponder on This, there are excerpts. It's much more abridged. Not that if you're a serious student, of course, and if you want to get much deeper into the Alice Bailey books, then other books might be what you'd want. But for beginners, I think this is wonderful to take a look at all of the different topics and more or less make an order of priority as to which topics you want to explore further in the more extensive works of Alice Bailey. So once again, Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, including extracts on initiation. It's available for $19. The special offer comes in the form of free shipping and handling. So if you would like to take advantage of this offer, what you need to do is send a check or money order to Lucis Publishing. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And make a little notation saying that you heard about the offer of Ponder on This on the program Inner Sight. All of our Inner Sight programs can be heard on our website at www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find a link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can also be heard. Once again, it's www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website also, so you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. If you'd like to get in touch with us for any reason, just give us a call, and we'll be happy to talk with you about what it is that you want, whether it's ordering more books or cassette tapes, or if you'd like a general package of information, give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. I was thinking about what you were saying, Sarah and Dale, and about initiation into the spiritual life, and would that be an example of initiation whereby one says that and I think it might be happening to a lot of people right now, because of course finally they took a long time, because the ancients and the mystics realized this a long time ago, but even science now is confirming that we're all connected, and they have that little device where you look through it, and if I look from here at Sarah and Dale, all I would see was quarks and new quarks all intermingling. So even science is confirming now that we're all connected. But so is that point where people say, well, I am all connected to everything else, and in some way that must be very meaningful, and let me not harm anything else. Is that would be an example of initiation, having that epiphany occur within oneself of the unification of oneself to the whole?
I think it's an indication of readiness for a stage of initiation. One's openness to the sense of interrelationship, one's recognition on a mental level that one is connected to all the life around one, is certainly the launch pad from which initiation can be pursued. But my understanding of initiation itself is that it's a direct perception of that interrelationship, a direct, unimpeded awareness that is undeniable of the unity of life, and as a result of that recognition, a further expansion of one's realization of one's responsibility. You can't be aware of the interrelationship of life and of yourself within the whole without realizing you have a responsibility and a duty.
Right, and I think this is a very important way of seeing your life. Perhaps you've never thought of it in these terms of initiation or an expansions of consciousness, and but it's going on all the time. I think little by little we have, you know, it doesn't mean these great sudden epiphanies. They may happen, but it's usually a gradual, slow process of awakenings. And it's, as it says, it's moving into your life in terms of initiation, as growing into light, a growth into increasing amounts of light. And so if you can see your life in those terms, I think that gives a whole different perspective on it, because everybody's involved in this initiation process, whether they know it or not.
Another interesting point about initiation is that it's a two-way process. It's a matter of the initiate entering into a wider dimension, but at the same time of energies entering into the individual that will enable him to be more of a contributing member of the whole.
Yes, it's the entering into it. Of course, it's the qualities of the soul. This is what we're becoming more aware of. You're awakening to the qualities of the soul, and these in turn begin to re-qualify your life and make you more in the likeness of the qualities of the soul. So that's it's from above and from below.
Mm-hmm. In two directions.
Yeah.
Another interesting point about initiation, Alice Bailey says, is that it's simplification. I find that a really startling and fascinating thought, especially in today's times when life gets more and more complicated for so many of us. Initiation is simplification. What that means, I suppose each of us would interpret differently, but I think it's an increasing awareness of priorities of life, of what really matters, and letting go of all the insignificant aspects of life, and an ability to recognize how much of our daily preoccupation is insignificant, is an expression of initiation.
Yes, that simplification is a good kind of keynote to kind of aim for, because that enables letting go and gaining mastery. I mean, in the program before this, I think we talked about gaining mastery over the over your physical environment and how difficult it is, and letting go is in simplifying your life is so is a very important way of achieving that. Really, if you can focus in and build a simpler image to work towards, an as if kind of image, then you are aiming towards something that's more in the likeness of what the world of the soul is really about.
One helpful reminder to hold on to as you build that image of initiation is that the mark of the initiate is his lack of interest in himself, his decentralization in regard to his own spiritual unfoldment and his own particular fate. Anybody who claims that he is an initiate, you can be sure he's not, because an initiate would never do that, would never claim. Nobody who makes a claim like that is credible. That's a rule of thumb that you can apply to yourself and anybody who's trying to impress you. The very nature of the path of initiation is that it decentralizes one. You can't strive toward unity without at the same time giving up your sense of self-importance. It doesn't mean that you lose anything. You just incorporate with the whole. How could anybody not want that?
Yes, and you think you may have to be giving up a lot, but actually it's what you're gaining that is really more important. And you are gaining more of a sense of the world and the largeness and the groupness of it. So there are increasing group recognitions at every step of the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one becomes more and more expansive and inclusive in your outlook in life. And these are all preludes to the major initiation stages that we all will encounter, because it's learning those little, going through the little stages of awakenings that give one the capacity to eventually go through the major initiation process or the major initiation. The initiation itself becomes simply a mark of the work that has been done.
The mark of a fait accompli.
Yeah.
It's said that initiation is about the expansion of consciousness. And Alice Bailey said inclusiveness is the key to understanding consciousness. So linking to what you've just said, each of us could try to identify the barriers that we hold in our consciousness that keep us feeling separate, and then one by one seek to break down those barriers and to expand our inclusiveness. If we're talking about particular types of people or particular groups or particular aspects of the planetary life, gradually try to incorporate those realms in one's consciousness, a sense of the livingness expressing through them. And I think that's good preparation for initiation.
Yes, and as I don't know if we've said that related these initiation process to the life of Jesus and the Christ, and he went through the birth initiation and the
baptism in the Jordan.
Baptism, that was 30 years later, so there was quite a span there of many years, and that was symbolic of the many kind of lifetimes that one may go through from going from the first initiation to the second initiation. It won't happen in one lifetime. Mm-hmm. It may take several. It will take many lifetimes to get to these points.
Yes, the path isn't called the endless way for nothing, but we can only progress incrementally, and each time we move into a more lighted area of consciousness, realize that that's an expanded opportunity to serve others who are very aware of the darkness. If someone is fascinated by what Dale has just said about the life of Jesus and the five initiations of birth, baptism, transfiguration, crucifixion, and ascension, those are the five initiations leading to mastery, and Alice Bailey's book, From Bethlehem to Calvary, is a wonderful depiction of the significance of those initiations for those who want to relate them to the life of Jesus.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Luce's Publishing Company, and that's the Alice Bailey book entitled Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, including extracts from today's topic on initiation. Special offer comes in the form of free shipping and handling. It's available for $19. What you need to do is send a check or money order, $19, to Lucis, L-U-C-I-S for Lucis, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. If you need to get in touch with us for any reason, you can give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it, 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NEW-YORK-LUCIS. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Thank you.